Chapter 35, Section 5. China, Reform and Reaction. Before you read, in the last section, you read about the collapse of communism and other changes in Central and Eastern Europe. In this section, you will learn about the recent history of China. The Legacy of Mao. How did Mao change China? Mao Zedong had tried to build a China on the ideas of equality, revolutionary spirit, and hard work. But his policies failed to create a strong economy. He reduced incentives for higher production. The Great Leap Forward helped cause an economic disaster. During Mao's rule, China had little role in world affairs. Zhou Enlai, another Chinese leader, worried about this. He worked with U.S. President Richard Nixon to improve U.S.-Chinese relations. Question 1. How successful were Mao's economic programs? China and the West. How did Deng Xiaoping change China? After Mao and Zhou died in 1976, moderates took control of the government. The most powerful leader was Deng Xiaoping. He tried to modernize the economy. Deng had goals known as the Four Modernizations. These called for progress in agriculture, industry, defense, and science and technology. He ended farming communes and allowed farmers to sell part of their produce for a profit. Farm production increased greatly. Deng made similar changes to industry. People's incomes began to rise. They began to purchase appliances and other goods that were once scarce. Question 2. What were the results of Deng Xiaoping's changes? Massacre in Tiananmen Square. What caused the protest at Tiananmen Square? Deng's new plan caused problems. The gap between rich and poor grew wider, which caused unrest. Western political ideas spread throughout the country. In 1989, thousands of Chinese students gathered in Tiananmen Square in the capital of Beijing. They called for democracy and freedom. Deng responded by sending army troops and tanks to put down the rally. Thousands were killed or wounded. China has continued to stamp out protests since then. Question 3. What happened to the protesters at Tiananmen Square? China enters the new millennium. What happened to Hong Kong? Another major issue for China was the status of Hong Kong. The island became part of China again in 1997 when the British gave it back after 155 years of colonial rule. China promised to respect Hong Kong's freedom for 50 years. But many worried that China would take away Hong Kong's freedoms. Question 4. Why do people worry about Hong Kong's new rule? China Beyond 2000. What is the connection between political and economic reform in China? Liberal economic reforms in China did not immediately lead to political reforms. China has been successful in reducing poverty, in part because it has been cautious in privatizing the economy. China managed to maintain economic growth in the early 21st century. As economic and social conditions in China improve, the political situation may improve as well. An important sign of China's engagement with the world is its successful campaign to be chosen as the site for the 2008 Summer Olympics. Question 5. Which came first in China, political or economic reform?